السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. So as you know, in this program we try to investigate the issue of Ashura, and our guest and expert in this field is Dr. Fani. Thank you very much indeed for accepting our invitation.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for
having me. So, Dr. Fani, back to our historical research. There were three or four prominent cities like Kufa, Basra, and the rest of those cities. What was happening in those cities? We want to know a little bit about the societal, components of those cities, the situation there.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 6 months before the event of Ashura, Imam Hussein al-Salam was residing in Medina. He was invited by Walid ibn Utbah. He was conveyed the message of Yazid that you have to pledge the allegiance to me, Bay'ah. Imam Hussein waited for 2-3 days and left the city after not replying to him, meaning I'm not going to do Bay'ah with you. He went to Mecca. At this time, Imam Hussein stayed in the city of Mecca from the months of end of Rajab until Zihajj, which was the time for Hajj. He stayed in Mecca about 4 months. He was in contact with a lot of people from other peoples, prominent people of two other cities like Kufa at that time and Basra. As you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam was the governor and the leader of Muslim community in general in Kufa for 5 years,
right,
and until he was martyred by Ibn Muljam. So people from Kufa wrote a lot of letters to him, as well as people from other city, important city, which was Basra. I want to elaborate on the events in Basra,
okay, thank
because
you.
Sure, it is our history. We have to know this Islam, which is coming to us now so easily. It has been through what sacrifice these people did until it arrived to us. One of the prominent persons in Basra is Yazid ibn Mas'ud al-Nahshali. He is the one who wrote to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and I want to briefly give a translation of his letter. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he tells Imam Hussein, yes, I received your letter, and I realize what you have encouraged me, and you invited me to follow your orders. I know that God has never left the earth without this in divine leaders. You know, I have to open a bracket, that we have this hadith that the earth always is having with a person called Hujja. We have this hadith, لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةِ لَصَاخَتْ بَأَهْلَهُ. If no Hujja is on the surface of the earth will swallow all the people. So it is a different discussion. I don't want to get into details of that. But the word Hujja in our narrations is repeated. And this person is referring to this, that I know that there is always a divine leader like you who is guiding the people. Then he says, you are the Hujja of God, Hujjatullah, the proof of God. And the word hujja is meaning that then people don't have any excuse. So by assigning this hujja from God, God is telling people that I set for you a guide, a sample, so you have no excuse to go a wrong way. Anyhow, Yazid ibn Mas'ud in his letter says, I know that you are the Hujjatullah and you are the Amana from God. You know, in the verse of Quran, Inna arazna al-amana, we offer the Amana. So he invited Imam Hussein. In his letter says, oh, Imam, we are following you. Please come to us. I will ask all the Bani Tamim, means children of Tamim, a great person in Basra, whose families were a lot of people. I bring all of them to follow you, and they are ready for you to be killed on your way. And he says, I invite Bani Sa'd, another clan in Basra, another family group of people in those days. So this letter from him is going to reach Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And Imam Hussein reads his letter, and he will be happy when he sees this letter. He saw actually this letter, and Imam Hussein says, okay, these people are also pledging their allegiance to me, and pray for this person, for Yazid ibn Mas'ud. I have to say this, that it takes a long time for these letters to go back and forth.
Right.
And Imam Hussein alayhi salam left Mecca in 8th of Zilhijjah. And next month, 10th of Muharram, meaning about a month later, Imam was murdered. It has been narrated that Yazid ibn Mas'ud and his people, they gathered gradually to go to support Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
But it was too late.
It was too late. When he got the news that Imam Hussein was martyred nearby Kufa, you know, Karbala didn't exist in that time. Imam Hussein went towards Kufa, and he was martyred by the army of Umar Sa'd and Yazid. I have to pay the attention of our audience to this point, including myself, that we have to be careful. When help is needed, we have to get ready as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. This Yazid ibn Mas'ud was a nice man. Unfortunately, he, for whatever reason, he got the news late to join Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he couldn't be reached to this level of sa'ada and prosperity to be martyred among the soldiers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And about this Basra, I have to add that Imam Hussein sent a messenger after this letter to the people of Basra. And it was the time that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who became governor of Kufa later, he was still the governor of Basra, because he received a letter from Yazid that leave Basra and go to Kufa, because Kufa is in a critical situation. Anyhow, when the messenger of Imam Hussein came to Basra, it has been narrated that he was conveying message of Imam Hussein to a couple of people, and one of them was a person called Munzar ibn Jarud. And this naive person didn't believe this messenger. He thought this is a plan from Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad's side. Right. So he took this person to Ubaydullah, that he is asking me to help Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. Unfortunately, this happened, and immediately Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad got this messenger of Imam Hussein and killed him. So One of the messengers of Imam Hussein was martyred in Basra by Ubaydullah Ziyad. And then immediately Ubaydullah was ready to move to Kufa. So he put his brother Osman in Basra and left for city of Kufa. From Basra people, I have to mention this, that there were a couple of people from Basra who were martyred with Imam Hussein in Karbala. Not all missed the chance of being among the martyrs. And I have to mention that it has been narrated there was a woman from the family members of Abdul Qais. And this lady was a Shia person. I have to again mention this, that men and women are alike. Sometimes men may be behind women. This lady was a courageous lady, and he was inviting Shia and followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to do something. And it has been narrated, one of the followers of Imam Hussein, who was martyred in day of Ashura, whose name was Yazid ibn Nabit. He was in house of this lady with a lot of Shia other people. And he said, I have heard that Hussein has moved from Mecca towards Kufa. I want to join him. Some people said, we are concerned about you. We are afraid that you may go and get killed. He said, it doesn't matter. And he had 10 children, and two of them joined him.
Interesting.
So he knew that the time is not right for going to join Imam Hussein. For example, if they want to get governorship or whatever, they know that the time is different. But he said, it doesn't matter. He was warned that if you go with your children, you may get killed. He said, I'm ready for that. He says, there is no concern about being martyred. And it is narrated that he moved until before the area of martyrdom and Karbala nearby Kufa. Imam Hussein realized that there are a party of people, you know. On the way Imam Hussein was going from Mecca to Kufa, many people joined Imam Hussein. And unfortunately, some people left Imam Hussein. And these three men, meaning Yazid ibn Nubayt and his two sons, were among those who were prosperous enough to join Imam Hussein. It is mentioned that the area was called Abta, which he was having a kind of temporary arrangement to stay until he saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And before that, he was looking to find, you know, in old days, these roads were not like today's road. It was old way of transporting from one place to another. So finally, anyhow, when he saw Imam Hussein, he found Imam Hussein finally, and he said, "Bifadlillah wa birahmatihi," means with the grace of Allah and with the mercy of Allah, I was able to see Imam Hussein. He greeted Imam Hussein. He sat over there and told Imam Hussein that I am ready for your mission. And Imam Hussein prayed for him. And this man and two of his sons were among those who were martyred with Imam Hussein. As you know, about 78 martyrs we have, and three of them are these three people from Basra. So we have these good people from Basra who joined Imam Hussein and are among the martyrs of Imam Hussein.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. You're welcome. A thorough investigation of the situation of Basra of the time. So thank you, Dr. Fani, very much indeed. So, dear listeners, that was another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. With me to discuss was Dr. Fani. At the end of this program, we salute Imam Hussein. Assalamu ala al-Hussein wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein wa ala awlad al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein. Thank you very much indeed.
Hussein, from him I always gain. Karbala's in my heart, from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain.
Karbala, 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 Karbala.
Karbala, I love you. To my eyes, you're the light. To my soul, you're the sight. My heart's always with you. Karbala, I love you. To my eyes, you're the light. To my soul, you're the sight.